Oh, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Ooh. It's only 3 miles away.
And it's getting closer.
Ooh.
I love bad weather.
Ooh, the better, the better. Oh. Whoa!
Scared Angela.
Tony, you're crushing my hand.
Oh, Sam, get in out of the rain, Samantha. Oh,
thanks, Dad, but I just need to call the auto club and then get back to the dorm to study.
Oh. Sam, you're squishing.
My car broke down on Elm and I had to walk here.
You walk 8 blocks in the pouring rain. Oh, you poor, soggy thing.
Well, that's what kind of week it's been, but I can handle it.
Your shoes untied.
Oh, no, why me? First my car breaks down, and then I get into a fight with Matt, and then I find out that I have 3 finals in 1 day. And now my shoes untied.
Oh, and you're handling it so well, sweetheart.
Wait a minute, you're feeling warm. You're getting sick.
And you're making a puddle.
Go up to my drawer and get some sweat socks and 5 or 6 big towels.
Okay, yeah, and I'll warm up some soup.
Oh, Dad, you really don't have to. I just had to get that out of my system. I feel much better now. See?
Uh-huh. Well, look, at least let me wrap some stuff up for you. You know, like a little soup, some lasagna, some cheesecake, huh?
Tony, I think you're supposed to starve a cold.
Oh, no, not if you're Italian. We feed everything. Oh, the poor kid. I mean, at first she skips her senior year in high school, and then she overloads herself in college. I mean, no wonder she's falling apart.
Freshman year is the worst. I mean, I remember mine. Oh, I had the worst professor. He was so boring. Just thinking about him puts me in a trance.
Well, Angela, what do you think? Should we, Angela.
Huh? What? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Hope the guy didn't teach driver's ed.
I hate to send her back to the dorm sick. Maybe we could talk her into staying.
Oh, I don't know. You know Sam. I'd love to do that, but you know Sam. She's stubborn. She's headstrong. She's independent, you know? She's drooling on the chintz.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail and at the end was you. There's a path to take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. Long, but you might awaken to a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life around the bend.
Sam. Sam, sweetheart, rise and shine.
Just a few more minutes, Dad.
I made you your favorite breakfast. Remember Mr. Frenchie? Bonjour, Mademoiselle Samantha.
Oh, Dad. Dad?
Yeah?
What am I doing here? What time is it?
It's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, Dad, I've got to get out of here. I have a million things to do.
No, not until you had a nice hot breakfast,
no,
huh?
Dad, I really don't have time to eat.
Well, wait a minute, you're making Mr. Frenchie... Trey mad.
Oh, look, he even gave him a little butter beret.
That's right.
Okay, I'll eat.
Okay, here you go, sweetheart. Okay.
Cozy.
Watch it. Okay, now, here, Sam, look.
Here's a wild and spontaneous idea, okay? What about if I get your car running, I swing by the library, pick up whatever books you need, and then you stay here and study until you're 100%. It's just a wild idea off the top of my head.
Tony, did you talk her into staying?
Whoa, more spontaneity.
Thanks, guys, but I really have to leave right after I eat.
Oh, can't you stay? Look, Sam, the storm is over. The sun is shining. The birds are singing all because you're home.
Hey, they're not only singing, they're showing up.
Angela, the birds are not singing just because I'm home.
You hurt his feelings now, Sam.
See, I told you she was here.
Hey, Sam, you don't look half as bad as Billy said you did.
Thank you.
Don't say anything about her shoelace. She'll start to cry.
Oh. Where the hell is my breakfast?
Oh, Mona.
Oh, deja vu. What are you doing here?
Well, she got sick last night.
Yeah, and then a car broke down and she had a fight with Matt.
Yeah, it's been a bad week.
Oh, well, listen to Mona. See a doctor, drop Matt, and give me your French toast.
Listen to Tony. Don't listen to Mona.
I agree. I think you should call Matt immediately.
No, not so fast. Make him sweat. Make him call you.
No, call him and beg. Guys love girls who beg.
Oh, you're right. I do, yeah.
Getting advice from you people. I mean, it's all bad, but I still miss it.
Nice. Here, honey, you know what? Just sit up here and we'll make it a little more comfortable.
All right, wait. Come on. Everybody out of here. Sam's got a big day ahead of us.
See you, Sam.
It's nice to have you around, honey.
Thanks. It sure is. Are you going to eat that bacon?
Come on.
Bye, Sam. Wish you could stay.
I swear, I didn't make him say that.
You know, Dad, I'm still pretty knocked out. Maybe I should just spend today in bed.
You sure?
Yeah, I think I need the rest.
All right, this is great. My baby's too sick to leave. you know what I mean, Sam. Hey, I better get that car running, huh?
Oh, Dad, yes, could you check my left speaker? I think it blew out.
Anything for you, honey.
Oh, and Dad.
Yes?
I was wondering if maybe for dinner you could make my favorite.
Mr. Linguini? Sure. You got it.
Okay, all right, Dad.
You all right?
Thanks.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Oh, I just love having a home.
Hey, Bird, you really singing just for me? Cool.
It's about time, you know. I sent you to get Sam's mail over an hour ago. What took you so long?
Tony, it's a girl's dorm.
Well, what are you doing back so soon?
Tony, I typed up Sam's notes for her term paper. Oh, and remember to buy more index cards for Sam.
Yes, I'll put that on my things to get Sam list.
I can't believe you guys.
What?
All I've heard for the past 4 days is Sam, Sam, Sam. She's got you two wrapped around her little finger.
Jonathan, that's crazy. Coming, Sam!
Oh, Ben, will you marry me?
Okay, but no kissing.
Room service.
Oh, great, I'm starved.
Can I take Ben outside?
What? What are you? You want to play with a doll?
I want to see if I can melt his face with a magnifying glass.
That's my boy. There you go, buddy. Okay, Sam, you know, you're looking a lot better, Sam. A lot of your color's coming back.
Oh, yeah, I'm about 80-85%.
Oh, that's good. Look, Angela typed up your notes. Where would you like them?
Oh, great, you could just put them over there by my books.
Yes, ma'am, Sam. Well, wait a minute, what books?
Oh, they're under Darby's party pad.
Darby's party pad, huh? Man, what else we got here? I got albums. Sam, looks like somebody's not doing their homework.
I know, but I don't get much chance to play with Billy. I promise I'll start right after dinner.
I got a surprise for you. It's an old high school friend, someone from your not-too-distant past. See if you can recognize this voice.
We first met in the sixth grade. I cut in front of you in the milk line. You shoved me to the ground and called me a big chowderhead.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
It's me, Bonnie. I'm the big
chowderhead.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Bonnie. Oh, it's good to see you. But, Bonnie, you got 10 minutes because Sam has to hit the books.
Oh, don't worry about that, Mr. Maselli. I think that education is the second most important thing for young people today.
Okay, Bonnie, what's the first?
The first what?
We've missed you, Bonnie.
Yeah.
10 minutes, girls.
So good to see you.
I know. How are you doing? What's going on? How's old Fairfield High?
Well, the best part is that I get out every day at noon. I've got an easy load. Senior year, not much homework. It's okay.
Okay, that sounds great. Why did I ever skip my senior year? I miss you, Bonnie. I miss all the guys. How's JJ and Gina?
Find out for yourself. There's a party tonight. Come with me. There's gonna be a guy you used to like there.
Michael Graham?
And he asks about you all the time.
Does he?
Yeah. It's really obnoxious.
I can't. I told my dad I was gonna stay home and study. Besides, I'm still a little bit sick.
You look fine to me.
I know, but I have a term paper to do, 3 finals to cram for, and all this reading.
Oh, what the heck? Come on, let's go.
All right. Okay, now, go downstairs and tell my dad that I'm taking a nap, and I'll use the old escape route, and I'll meet you downstairs.
Oh, it's gonna be just like old times. You and me together, the 3 Musketeers. Bye, Sam. Have a nice nap, Sam. Feel better, Sam. I had a nice chat with Sam, but now she's taking a nap. Bye.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Bonnie, wait a second. Where you going? What's the rush? You know, I missed out on all the good girl talk, you know? So, how are you? How's your folks?
My folks?
Yeah.
Tell you what, why don't you ask them yourself? They've been dying to talk to you.
Well, Bonnie, I really don't think that's necessary.
Hi, Mom. Mr. Maselli wants to talk to you.
Hello, Mrs. Munson. Well, no, Bonnie just sort of shoved the phone into my hand. Well, no, I wouldn't call her a big chowderhead.
Bye, Sam. Have a nice nap, Sam. Feel better, Sam. Real smooth, Bonnie.
It's a gift.
Hey, Bonnie, your mother wants you to bring home a quart of milk.
Got it. I mean, I'll get it.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, and Bonnie, you know, I just want you to know, it's really good seeing you, dear.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
You too. Bye.
Oh, and you look terrific.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was close.
Yeah.
Boy, I missed the old days.
Pretty busy, huh?
So, what are the guys like?
Oh, they all drive convertibles, and they're as handsome as they are rich.
Wow. I can't wait to go to college.
It was a joke.
Well, duh.
Hey, Sam. Long time no see.
Hi, Michael. How have you been?
I'll just leave you two alone, if you know what I mean.
Nobody ever knows what she means.
So how's college?
Okay. Actually, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, high school's no picnic either. This year, I'm the chairman of the homecoming committee, which means I gotta do posters, rent a helium tank, make a giant papier-mâché ox by Friday.
That's it?
I wish. I haven't even started the 8-foot Paul Bunyan.
Well, I haven't even started my 20-page poli-sci paper. I'll trade you.
No, thanks.
Actually, I have a really cool philosophy course, and I never thought I'd get into Kierkegaard, but when I heard his theory on the isolation of the individual, I just felt that... So how big's that ox?
Big. You should see all the chicken wire.
Aren't you glad you're missing all this dumb stuff?
Dumb? Guys... You're talking about fun here. I mean, this is the best year of your life.
You must be kidding.
You guys don't know how good you have it. The carpe diem. Huh? Seize the day. Huh? Rock and roll.
Oh, honey, don't eat those. Those are for Sam.
Jonathan! Bad boy, spit that out. Spit that out. Jonathan! Now, why did you eat those cookies when I explicitly asked you not to?
Look, guys, can't you see Sam's milking this? I mean, how long are you letting it go on? Do I have to wait till I'm sick before I get another cookie?
Is that what this is all about? A cookie?
It's not the cookie. It's what the cookie stands for.
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm
so sorry. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bake you your very own batch of cookies.
Oh, come on, Angela. Don't punish the kid.
Thanks, Tony.
Hey, I'm still looking out for you, pal.
Tony, I think he's right. Do you think maybe she could be milking this?
Are you kidding me? My daughter has been upstairs sleeping for the past 3 hours.
Poor thing. You know, maybe we should go check on her.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Huh? You know what? I'll give you that last piece of cheesecake, Kat.
Tell her Jonathan ate it.
Sam. Sam.
Oh, Angela, would you look at that, huh?
She's out like a light.
You know, Angela, let me tell you something. This is heaven. You know, having all your loved ones under one roof, knowing that your little girl is safe and sound in her own little bed.
Hi, guys!
Sam, what are you doing?
I just stepped outside for some fresh air.
No, you should be in bed. You're sick.
You know, you're right. Good night.
Sam.
Okay, I snuck out of the house to go to a party with Bonnie tonight, and I was just sneaking back in.
Sam, why would you sneak in and out of a house you don't even live in?
Good point, Dad.
Sam, I can't believe this. I mean, you haven't pulled a stunt like this since junior high school.
Actually, I did it twice last year, but nobody caught me.
It's because she had an accomplice.
Oh, Sam! Freddy Fuzzy Face? Freddy Fuzzy Face should be used for good, not for evil.
I know, Dad. I just wanted to see some of the old gang. I just should have told you.
Well, you bet your life you should have told me. I mean, going out when you're sick... You are sick, aren't you? Uh-huh. Can I see you outside, Angela? And Sam, will you be here when I get back? I can't believe this. She is milking it, isn't she?
Moo. No.
Well, how could she take advantage of us like that?
Probably because we insisted.
Well, it was just so much fun being able to do things for her again.
I know. I got caught up in it, too.
Oh, yeah, but now it's got to end. She's got to be told it's time for her to leave. It's for her own good.
You're right, Tony.
Be gentle with her.
She's your daughter.
Well, it's your house.
Tony, this is ridiculous.
Okay, all right, you're right. I'll choose you. Okay, I got odds.
All right.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, shoot. I never thought the day would come when I'd have to kick my daughter out onto the street. 2 out of 3? Sam, we have to talk. Angela... Don't hold Freddy like that, please. Now, look, Sam, the thing is this. Sam, when you moved out to college, I felt very empty. I mean, I didn't even know how empty until you came back home. I mean, having you here makes me feel all warm and happy and complete.
Oh, I'm happy to be here too, Dad.
Good. Now get out.
What?
That's right, Sam. Hit the bricks. Take your shoes for a walk. You've been hiding out here, Sam, and it's no good.
I know. You know, I'm just so mad at myself. I mean, I thought I was this big, strong, independent person, but now it turns out that I'm not.
Well, who is, Sam? I mean, who is? I mean, everybody gets knocked down once in a while. And let me tell you, it's good sometimes to take the 8 count before you get back up. But it's time for you to get back on your feet. I mean, a ref's counting. 9, 9 1/2, 9 3/4.
I'm up. Mm. Angela, will you relax? He doesn't have the guts to throw her out.
Well, goodbye.
Wait, you evil, rotten man.
Look at me.
It's for the best. Thanks for everything. You know, even if you can't stay, it's nice to know you can come home again. Honey, you can't go now. It's pouring. There's always going to be something, Angela. Goodbye.
Bye. There goes my little girl.
My car's in the back.
There she goes again.
Tony, when are you going to start studying for your finals?
Oh, please, don't mention that, huh? I spent so much time, you know, taking care of Sam that I'm going to have to cram. Hey, it's...
Bless you. Are you getting a cold?
No, that was only one sneeze. Doesn't mean anything. Oh, my gosh, two sneezes. I'm sick. Oh, I feel achy. I feel the chills coming on.
Oh, Tony, you just lie right here and I'll take care of you.
Oh, thank you, Angela. Thank you very much. Could I have some juice?
Oh, sure. I'll get it for you right away.
No pits.
I'll personally remove them.
Thank you. Go ahead. One more thing, please.
I got it.
Oh, Freddy Fuzzy Face.
What a baby.